Today's episode is sponsored by Adam and Eve. You know, I read so many stories about cheating partners and unhappy marriages. Maybe people wouldn't be in such unhappy relationships if they spent more time nurturing their love life. That's why you should check out today's sponsor, Adam and Eve. They've got toys for men, toys for women, and toys for... how should I put this? Well, it's not exactly r/am I the butthole, more like r/I'm in the butthole. And yeah, I realize that ordering adult toys can be a little scary because you may be concerned about privacy. Don't worry, Adam and Eve offers discreet and free shipping for your package. Trust me, these people are experts in your package. You can get 50% off on just about any item, along with free shipping and rush processing. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy or anything you desire. Then enter code r/ at checkout. That's r/, r/SLASH at adamandeve.com. This is an exclusive offer specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code r/ to get your discount, plus 100% free shipping, and get it fast with rush processing. Use code r/. Today's episode is sponsored by Noom. Dieting is tough. I know, I'm in the middle of one. I'm 20 pounds down, and I still got a lot more to go. One of the things that's so tough about dieting is there's too much advice. A million different websites and a million different diet plans, when what you really need is one diet plan, yours. That's where Noom comes in. Noom uses psychology and your own unique biological factors that affect weight loss to help you develop a weight loss plan customized for you. To date, Noom has helped more than 5 million people lose weight. Everyone's journey is different, so your daily lessons are personalized to you and your goals. Active first-time Noom users lose an average of 15 pounds in 15 weeks, and 95% of customers say that Noom is a good long-term solution. This is based on a 3.5-year study of actively engaged Noom users with a minimum starting BMI of 25. Individual results may vary. Visit our website for more information. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com and experience Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Welcome to r/AmITheButthole, where OP's friend wants to give her daughter an incredibly stupid name. Am I the butthole for telling my friend that she's ruining her child's life with the name that she gave her? So I'm a 21-year-old woman, and I've been friends with Laureen, who's 22, for 17 years now, and we're really close. She recently gave birth to her daughter, and her and her husband recently told us her name. They just... Okay, all right, okay, I gotta break this down. Okay, oh my god, this one's bad. Okay, they decided to name their daughter, pronounced Juliet, but I gotta spell this, guys. Get ready for this. The Jew of Juliet is spelled G-H-I-U. The Lee is spelled L-I, and then the Et is spelled Y-E-T-T-E. And her middle name is Maria, M-A-H-R-I-Y-A. I thought the spelling was a joke until she told me they're serious. I told her that with that spelling of a simple but beautiful name, it's just gonna ruin that little girl's life. Laureen got mad at me and told me to stop ruining her mood and that I'm being mean. I'm completely honest. The spelling is just bad. Nothing else can explain it. Why ruin such a beautiful name by including letters that don't belong there? I texted her yesterday and told her that this little girl will try to change her name, or at least go by her middle name since it's normal. She told me to stop texting her, that I'm a bad friend, and that I'm being a butthole for making fun of the name. But I don't think that I am. When I told her that the spelling is just bad, she went crazy. She told me that I'm the worst friend ever and that I would never be able to see her daughter again. After that, her husband sent me an email telling me to stop being so disrespectful. He thinks the spelling is cute and it just makes her unique. Unique, yes. But this is just gonna make that little girl suffer and she'll probably be bullied for that spelling. I haven't replied, and honestly, I don't think that I'm the butthole here, but I thought I'd ask Reddit since y'all are best to judge. OP, while I am on your side, while I do think that you're right, I think you went a little too hard here, especially against a new mother, so of course she's going to be upset and defensive and overprotective. So, you're just right, but you went about it in the wrong way. I think a gentler approach would have been more effective, especially if you had done research and gotten testaments from other people who had terrible names and, like, I don't know, had it like a YouTube video or a TikTok explaining why their name sucks, and maybe that would win her over than just saying, "Oh my God, this spelling is awful." Actually, down in the comments, we have this very fitting comment from Astute Primate. "Hi, I'm a high school teacher. I'll tell you up front that you're right. Kids with messed up spellings of their names are miserable about 3/4 of the time. It's difficult to spell, people mispronounce them, and official documents, forget about it. And we definitely judge the parents. We don't think their kids' names, looking like they just picked 10 random Scrabble tiles out of the box, are cute or unique. We think their parents are stupid and immature, like contestants on an early 2000s reality show like Flavor of Love or something. It's one of the ways that we clock parents as being potentially difficult. I keep in touch with 3 students who changed their names from their parents' spellings to the actual conventional spelling the minute they turned 18. This kid will change the spelling of her name as soon as she possibly can, not the butthole." So overall, OP, I'm going to give you, I think, 0 out of 5 buttholes, because you're not really a butthole necessarily. You just could have done this better. I'm giving Lorene and her husband 1 out of 5 buttholes. "Am I the butthole for screaming at my parents for trying to use my college funds to pay off my brother's debts?" Wow, that title's pretty rough. "I'm a 15-year-old girl, and I screamed at my parents for trying to pay off the loan that my brother, who's 19, had taken from the bank to purchase a new car that he can't pay back. I know that they're just trying to help my brother get on his feet now that he's left home, but it's been my dream since I was little to be a pilot, and the training for it is very costly, so every little piece of money I've made, I've been putting into a bank account to save. I've even started working 2 babysitting jobs and helping out at a local cafe. 2 weeks ago, my brother bought himself a brand new car with a loan that he got from the bank, and now he's telling my parents that he can't pay it back. He doesn't have a job, and my parents pay for his college accommodation. What the hell? If he didn't have a job, how the hell did he expect to ever pay it back? When I heard about this, I didn't think much about it, and I offered to bring his resume into a couple of places in town to see if he could get a job. Last night, my parents told me they were going to take money from my account to pay for his loan, and I was furious with them. I screamed and called them buttholes and said they didn't care about me at all because they never supported my dreams. I haven't spoken to my parents since then. I feel like all my hard work has gone down the drain, and I will never get to accomplish my dream. My relationship with my brother was good before this, and I know that his bad financial decisions weren't intended to harm me, but I'm still angry with him and my parents for behaving like this." Okay, hold on. OP, you said take money from your account. Do you mean the literal money that you made at your job? You mean that account? Or do you mean money that your parents put into an account and set aside for you? Both are bad, to be clear. Both are like really, really terrible behavior. But the first one is so much worse. That's literally stealing money from a child. But even then, the other scenario, which is pillaging your college fund to give it to your older brother who made a stupid and obviously stupid financial mistake, is also really bad. Opie, hopefully at the very least, you'll learn your lesson from this, which is you cannot allow your parents to ever have access to your financial accounts because your parents are douchebags. Also, OP posted an update. Let's see where this goes. "I was able to get in contact with my brother, and he had no idea that my parents planned to use my income for his debt, and he immediately agreed to refuse to let them go through with this. He also told me that, yeah, our parents co-signed the loan, and that they said they were able to pay it if he needed. I also visited my uncle today at his bank and sat with him for a long time to discuss my options. He said that he checked our parents' finances and that they're more than capable of paying the loan without using my income. He said that, unfortunately, there's nothing I can do until I'm 18 about the joint account. Right now, I feel betrayed by my parents, so I'm staying at my friend's house for a while. My entire family now knows about this." Yo, what? Your parents didn't even need to do it? They weren't like on desperate times? They're just greedy? They would rather steal from their own child than reach into their own pockets? Oh my God. Man, the more I think about this, the worse it gets. The parents co-signed it. That means they knew that it was a bad financial decision. It's not like the 19-year-old brother just randomly went off and said, you know what? I'm going to buy a brand new car, even though I have no savings and no salary. I'm just going to buy a $50,000 car, and hopefully the money will just magically appear. No, the parents knew about this, and they signed off on it. So they presumably did it knowing they would have to pay for it, and then knowing they would take the money from OP to pay for it. Yo, these parents are scum. Also, I checked through OP's post history, and she confirms that yes, indeed, this is the first option. This is her money that she earned at her job with her own labor, blood, sweat, and tears, and her parents are just stealing that money from her. The total sum, by the way, is $8,400, which is remarkably impressive for a 15-year-old. That shows incredible restraint. If I had $8,000 sitting in a savings account when I was 15, I probably would have spent it, to be honest with you. The fact that she's working so diligently and saving this much money without touching it really shows that she's serious about her dream. OP says, I had around $8,400 in savings from various different things like birthdays and other events along with my wage from my part-time job and from babysitting as much as I can. This has been over the course of 4 or 5 years. I rarely treat myself or spend money unless absolutely necessary. Wow, you know, honestly, I'm impressed by OP. It's rare to see this type of diligence in a 15-year-old. I will say, OP, oh no, I was literally about to recommend the military, but then I scroll down and OP says, I've looked into the military route, but my country doesn't have an Air Force, unfortunately. Oh, I thought you were in the U.S. Oh, that's sad. Excuse me, not sad that you're not in the U.S. Sad as in you don't have this backup plan to join the Air Force and learn how to fly that way. OP, I'm giving you 0 out of 5 buttholes. I am super impressed by you. What a remarkable young lady. I sound like a dad when I say that, I realize. But what can I say? OP is a remarkable young lady. I'm giving your parents 3.5 out of 5 buttholes. What terrible parents. Probably also sexist, I suspect, but super selfish and hypocritical at minimum. Don't freaking co-sign the lease and be like, oh no, I can't pay it. How could I ever found myself in this situation? Because you co-signed it, you doofus. Our next Reddit post is from Johnny B. I'm 25 years old, and I was paying $60 per week in rent for a few years. I recently started a new temp job that pays pretty decent, and they decided to keep me with the company last week. This morning, my mom texted me to say, rent starts up again, $150 a week. I just told her that I'll move out. I already pay my own meals, and I only have my small bedroom to call my own in their house. I can rent a studio apartment 3 or 4 times the size of my room for a few $100 more. Or I could rent a room with friends for less than my mom is trying to charge me. It would be one thing if they cooked and cleaned for me every day and I was raking up their bills. But I do my own thing, pay my own bills. I never really even cross paths with my parents besides when I'm getting off work. My mom is definitely pissed that I said that. I can tell. But I'm also upset that the woman who birthed me is trying to get me to pay what I would pay a landlord for rent just to sleep in her house. $600 a month just to sleep at my own parents' house seems a little high. If I'm paying $600 a month, I think that I would deserve my own space around the house, also as I would with a landlord. Also, since I would have a landlord, I think it'd be easier to deal with a landlord than my mom. OP, you are 25. Now, I don't want to begrudge or criticize anyone who's 25 and living with parents. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. But there is something wrong about scolding a 25-year-old for wanting to move out of the house. That should be perfectly natural, expected even. So your mom getting mad at you is just stupid. What she's really mad at is losing out on a great deal on her part, because you're right, she is charging too much. Though, maybe I shouldn't be too harsh on her. Maybe she's just upset because she's your mom and she loves you and she doesn't want you to move out, because that can sting for a parent. So, OP, I'm giving you 0 out of 5 buttholes. I don't even know why you wanted to post this, because any 25-year-old can move out just fine. I'm also inclined to give the mom 0 out of 5 buttholes. Give her the benefit of the doubt. Maybe she's just going through empty nest syndrome. Am I the butthole for telling my son's girlfriend to break up with him? I'm a 41-year-old woman, and my son has been in a relationship with his girlfriend, Lily, for about 3 years now. They're both 20. I love my son, and I hate to say this, but he has not turned out to be a good person. He has very little work ethic, has no desire to get a job or go to college, and he spends most of his time gaming or partying. Lily, on the other hand, is the polar opposite. She's very studious, has aspirations to be a doctor, is a very good swimmer, and is currently away at college. When my son and Lily first got together in high school, they were an excellent match. We loved having Lily over, and my son definitely took more care of himself. Since then, things have rapidly deteriorated. I know my son still loves Lily, but he never gives her the attention she deserves, and with her clear potential, I just feel that she deserves better. When Lily came to visit a few days ago, she was visibly upset. When my son went to the store, I asked Lily if she was okay, and she told me that she didn't know what to do and wondered why my son had such little ambition and was so lazy. I told her that I didn't see his attitude changing anytime soon. He's been like this for almost 2 years now. When she asked what I would do in her situation, I told her to put herself first and do what she wanted. Lily thanked me, and she said that she would think about things. Well, earlier today, my son comes downstairs in a rage, telling me that Lily had broken up with him via text. I asked him what she said, and apparently the message referred to discussions with your mom that had made her rethink the relationship. My son was livid that I'd gotten involved and said that I'd overstepped boundaries. I told him that I didn't advise Lily to leave him. I just said that she had to make her own choices and decide what was best for her. My son is now not talking to me, and my husband is annoyed, believing that having no Lily will make my son's rut last even longer. I also miss having Lily around. So am I the butthole? You know, the crazy thing is, the only thing that OP really said to Lily was to put Lily's needs first and to make her own decision. But, you know, Lily could have equally decided, hey, maybe what I really need is to have this boy in my life. Maybe what I really need is to support him through his rut. But she decided not to do that. So OP just gave really generic, applicable to every situation advice, and Lily, you know, acted on it. I've read tons and tons of stories of busybody mothers who stick their noses into their kids' relationship, and this is definitely not that case. I think you're in the clear, OP. I'm giving you 0 out of 5 buttholes. I'm giving your son 1.5 out of 5 buttholes, and I think I might also give Lily 0.5 out of 5 buttholes, because if she's gonna break up with your son, fine, but why did she have to sell you out in the process? That was r/AmITheButthole, and if you like this content, be sure to follow my podcast, because I put out new Reddit podcast episodes every single day.